As I mentioned about a minute ago, there are big questions about what happens next at the Minnesota Capitol today after lawmakers missed a deadline late last night to pass a big tax cut and major spending bills. This is not the first time this has happened. So what's at stake for Minnesotans? Joining us right now to try to answer that and more is our political editor, Mike Mulcahy. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kathy.
I know you're tired. Thanks for staying up here and talking to us. I know you're up late along with Brian Baxton and all the other reporters. So why couldn't the legislature get the job done?
Well, they got hung up on the spending side, and the DFL-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate just couldn't reach deals. You know, it was just a week ago that Governor Walz and the leaders of the House and Senate reached that overall big global agreement to split up the budget surplus three ways, $4 billion for a tax cut, $4 billion for new spending, and another $4 billion saved for a rainy day. But that was just a broad outline. And there were a lot of details to agree on. And Kathy, that's where the trouble came. The state budget is big and complicated, and there were some pretty strong disagreements. They just didn't have enough time to get it done. Leaders had hoped the deadline would help, but in the end, it really didn't.
So they had that deal with the tax cuts, which I thought was an interesting deal to be had. And they didn't pass that, right?
Right, because it depends on what you mean by a deal.
Sure.
The conference committee agreed on a bill that would have eliminated state taxes on Social Security income. It would have cut the income tax rate in the lowest tax bracket, and that would provide an income tax for everybody. And it would have provided some relief for property taxpayers. And those were all top priorities of Republicans in the state Senate. House negotiators were happy with that deal too, but the deal really wasn't a deal because they couldn't agree on those spending bills. Tax bills have to start in the House, and the DFL majority there didn't want to pass a tax bill until they had a deal on all the parts of the spending. And so Republicans said last night the tax cut should have passed, but Democrats said you can't pass part of the deal without passing all of the deal.
So that, remember, the speaker was talking about that on Friday and holding that out as a kind of a stick, I guess. And then obviously it didn't work.
More of a carrot, really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Why does this always seem to happen? Just curious from where you stand. I mean, this is what, the eighth special session we've had in the past 10 sessions or so?
Oh, I've lost count, yeah. But they really aren't special, are they?
No.
It does happen all the time. I guess it's divided government. Although sometimes even when all three sides, the House, the Senate, the governor's office, are controlled by the same party, they work right up to the deadline, and sometimes they don't get a deal and they have to go beyond. It just seems like it's really hard to get 201 people, or 202 people if you count the governor. It's hard to get them to agree on anything. And House Speaker Melissa Hortman said last night that most Minnesotans probably won't really care about when a deal gets done, if it's a good deal. And I think there's probably some truth in that, too.
So I know she was talking about a one-day special session sometime yet this week. I was a little surprised that Senator Miller, the Senate Majority Leader, seemed cool to that idea. What's behind that?
Well, Miller said that, they had plenty of time to work. They had a deadline, and they didn't meet it. So he said, what good is it going to do to set another deadline in a couple days? If we can't get it done this time, we can't get it done. But he also didn't close the door on a special session. The Republican leader in the House, Kurt Dowd, was a little more solid on not having a special session. He said everything could just wait until next year. And, there's some politics behind that. Republicans think they're going to do well in the fall's election, and they think they might be in charge next year. And so they could do what they want with that surplus money. They could have a bigger tax cut, for example. And so there might be some sense among Republicans that they'd be better off that way. But we'll have to see what happens here. And the leaders are supposed to meet with the governor, maybe even yet this hour, to talk about this. I'd be surprised if they came up with a plan for a special session today, but they could.
Mm-hmm. The governor, of course, said several weeks ago he would not call a special session, but it sounds like he might because, as he says, they're so close.
Well, it almost seems, Kathy, doesn't it? Like maybe he was trying to keep the pressure on legislators to get their work done. He did say last night or early this morning, I guess it was, that they're 90 to 95% of the way toward getting their work done. He said, when the ball is on the 1 yard line, you don't just go home. You get the deals done for Minnesotans. DFL Speaker Hortman wants a special session. She said, again, that she hopes they can reach agreements within the next few days. The governor could call a special session by Memorial Day and get it wrapped up. But, you know, who knows?
Help us out here, because, of course, I lost track last night. What did not get done? Beyond, well, obviously, we just talked about taxes. But where's public safety? Where's health and human service spending? Where's some of that?
Mm-hmm. Public safety did not pass. Mm-hmm. Big disagreement there. You know, the Senate Republicans said they wanted more money for police and that the Democrats weren't going far enough. So the big disagreement there. Human services, as you mentioned, that includes spending for nursing homes. They say they have big staffing problems and they really need more money. School spending, that's another big one. The Republicans came in with much less spending than the Democrats wanted on schools. And then as they started to trade offers back and forth, there were questions about where the money would actually be spent. So those are sort of the big ones. Also, a bonding bill is still out there, you know, for public works construction projects. That never saw the light of day. So there are some major issues still out there to be resolved, some major chunks of this surplus money to be spent if they want to choose to spend it.
That's an awful lot. I can't imagine they can get this done in a day.
Well, you know, it's funny how they can get things done sometimes, but it really depends on bridging some of these philosophical gaps, I think, on, you know, how do you structure a public safety program? Where is money in schools best spent? And that's really the tough part, I think, right now. You know, much of this negotiating was happening behind closed doors. So we don't know exactly where a lot of this stuff stands. It seems like the last few years they've pulled these bonding bills out at the very last moment, had them all set to go, and they can pass that quick. So, yeah. We'll see, Kathy. A lot of questions still out there. More questions than answers, for sure.
I wonder about the leadership, how much they'll have to take over in terms of leading some of this forward, because we were hearing about some friction between committee chairs and some of these conference committees that might have also, did that help kind of slow things down?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there were some of these conference committees where they just didn't seem to be on the same wavelength at all. And that, you know, whether the leaders would have any more luck than the conference committee chairs, I guess, is an open question, because if the leaders try to get these deals done, they still have to bring them back to their members in the House and Senate and get a majority to vote for them.
True.
So, yeah, it's just another one of those questions we just don't know the answer to right now.
And maybe the answer might come later today. Who knows what happens when this when legislative leadership meets with the governor. I appreciate your time. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, the other thing to remember is the budget is balanced. So
right.
If they don't pass these bills, they really can wait until next year.
Right. I appreciate your time, and I know you're really tired. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome, Kathy, anytime.
NPR News political editor Mike Mulcahy.